Course in Miracles Made Easy, Mastering the Journey from Fear to Love, by Alan Cohen. To Cliff and Alden, who lived it. Preface. Do you want to know how long it takes a person to tear up A Course in Miracles and throw it into the ocean? A fellow wrote to Saul Steinberg of Coleman Graphics, the initial printer of A Course in Miracles. Saul was showing me around the Coleman warehouse, stacked to the ceiling with piles of small cardboard boxes, each containing three thick blue hardcover books that comprised the original form of A Course in Miracles, also known as ACIM. 6 months later, the same guy sent me another letter asking me to please send him another copy of the course. We both laughed. The story was familiar. Everyone who does the course experiences confusion and resistance. How many times have I heard, "Oh, I got the book a while ago, read bits and pieces, but I couldn't understand it. I started doing the workbook lessons, but stopped. I know the course is powerful and it can change my life, but I have a hard time applying it. I hope to get back to it someday." One student told me, "I opened the book for the first time after I purchased it, and the receipt fell out, dated 10 years earlier." Author and teacher Robert Holden quipped that A Course in Miracles is the only book that's been purchased by millions, but read by only a few. Why would a teaching so magnificent, with such capacity to heal and transform lives in the most important ways, seems so hard? Why does truth so simple appear to be abstruse, cryptic, and mystifying? A Course in Miracles, ego argues, is too hard to understand, too long and complicated, too Christian, not Christian enough, too psychological, reminds me of therapy. Why doesn't it ever say she? I don't have time. I have too much to do at work. The print is too small. The pages are too thin. Reminds me of the Bible. I already took a Tony Robbins seminar. The dog ate the workbook. I'm too stressed to focus. I'll read it when the kids go off to college. Some of the course's statements are downright insulting. I'll wait for the movie to come out. How do I know that the psychologist who wrote it didn't make it all up? I just wish it were easier. Ironically, A Course in Miracles is already easy. One might say it's the easiest thing in the world because it springs from a source far beyond the convolutions the world prescribes. Love, healing, and genuine forgiveness are ultimately far easier than self-doubt, worry, wrestling with relationships, fighting over money, and laboring to figure out how to fix all that's broken. Letting go is far easier than doggedly clinging. Trust is more empowering than resistance. A Course in Miracles is the ultimate answer to the question, how easy could my life be? Your journey through life was never meant to be a struggle. Everything difficult is the nightmare of fear superimposed over the presence of love. A poetic passage from chapter 14, section 6 of the text describes how easy our walk can be when we let it. Quote, "When you have learned how to decide with God, all decisions become as easy and as right as breathing. There's no effort, and you will be led as gently as if you were being carried down a quiet path in summer." End quote.